Hey guys, how you doing? Osh Oroko here once again. Hope you're having a fantastic day so far. I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in all the time, and of course, enjoying the content that I'm putting out there. I appreciate you guys from all over the world. Yes, so today's topic is going to be about being unique in your songwriting, having your own style, and finding your own style. Now, there are a lot of songs out there, endless amounts of them, and sometimes you wonder, how can I be different from what's already out there, correct? So what I do, or what I did, is I, took a lot of singers and that I admired, people that I love, especially guitar players, and listened to the songs that they wrote, including people like Billy Joel, Ed Sheeran, and the likes of them, Bon Jovi as well, and discovered that one thing that was consistent was just how they kept their songs very simple, and they kind of just had their own way of, playing the chords and combining the chords as well. Nothing is new out there. Most of the chords that you hear in my fantastic songs have already been used before and recycled, if you will. And of course, Ed Sheeran made that point recently in one of his posts that the songs, the chords are repeated over time. So whatever happens, just kind of look out for that as well, and just see how you can infuse that in your own unique identity as the artist. So, combine all the chords and see what you can do with them. Play around with them a little bit and kind of rearrange the chords, if you will. And of course, something new would always come about at that time. Make it faster, slower, mid-tempo, and then you'd be amazed what would happen when that happens as well. So coming up with a different unique style takes time, so please take your time. Don't rush the process. Take your time to build your identity, even in songwriting and of course performance as well, which is a whole different topic in itself. So slow and steady wins the race, as the saying goes. Do the research, and of course you'll be amazed how that can help you, especially how to apply it to yourself as an artist. And of course, it goes without saying that creativity never stops. You keep growing and growing and growing until the end. There is no end actually for creativity, so keep going and believe in your uniqueness, and don't be shy to express that uniqueness even as you try to find your own sound, unique sound as well. Yes, so thank you for listening once again on this beautiful podcast. Still Osh Oroko right here. And follow me on all platforms as usual at Osh Oroko for more info. And of course, more times to know when I'll be dropping the next podcast right here on this platform. Until next time, have a lovely day.